Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their industries. Ladies and gentlemen, today we feature whose very name is synonymous with leadership. She embodies the impossible and dubbed by some as an activist of innovation, young and old. Help me welcome Ms. Vivian Kashionga, the CEO of BIPA, the Business and Intellectual Property Authority. Ms. Vivian, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you, and thank you for having me on your station.
No, it is fantastic. It is an honor to be in your presence today. The fresh listener will possibly run with your story today.
I trust I can add value to that.
Thank you so much. Now, Ms. Kashionga, everyone has a starting point. And my goodness, I am looking forward to your starting point. What was your career and perhaps also educational background? And don't be shy to tell us about your first job as well.
Okay. So I'm a Kadutura girl. Okay. I grew up in Dolan, yeah. Namatin, 18. And so I went to the normal schools. I went to the Kadutura schools. Then I went to Comasdal. I went to Concordia. And eventually I ended up at Windhoek High School, where I finished my matric. I then decided that I want to study law. And so I studied law at the University of Namibia and eventually was admitted. Now, during that time, I was fortunate because I got an internship at the Office of the Government Attorneys while studying. And so I had been interning probably for the past 3 years before being admitted as
you
a legal
practitioner. Interned for 3 years?
Yes, there was a nice program. It was for capacity building at least, and it was funded by GIZ at the time. So there were a few upcoming lawyers who were benefiting from that, and also the exposure of working for a government litigation office. And when I finished and was admitted, I also got a job as a legal officer. Then I spent about 9 years at government attorneys, where I was a lawyer representing government in various cases and in various courts of the country. During the time, I also had the benefit of then doing my master's, which I did in international trade, investment and business law. It was a dual program that I did at the University of Cape Town and then in the U.S. for exchange for 6 months at Washington College of Law.
Were you based there?
Yes, so I was based in both Cape Town and Washington, and I was fortunate because I could take study leave, and so I went and did my master's, and afterwards I had an opportunity to do a brief internship of 3 months with the World Bank, and then I came home to work back, because if you take study leave, you work back.
Yes.
So I worked then for a year, but then I was so driven to do the work that I did in my master's that litigating the normal work that I did became a bit frustrating or so. So then I decided, no, I really need to do what I studied, otherwise I might lose my brain cells. Mm. Then I was fortunate to apply for a job as a trade advisor at the Namibia Agricultural Trade Forum. And that I did for 1 year. I then applied for a job at the Namibia Competition Commission. And then I was appointed as the director who was responsible then for restrictive business practices, which is now their enforcement and cartel unit. So it was really an opportunity to dig very deep because I was the first in the position. Mm-hmm. So it was really a learn by doing process. And competition law in itself is a combination of law and economics. So you are really challenged to think deep and get to the bottom of issues. So I did that for 5 years. And after 5 years, I decided I'm going to take on a challenge, and I applied for a job as legal advisor and company secretary at the Business and Intellectual Property Authority. And I was lucky. I got the job. I was again the first one in this position. And
yeah.
I had to do it all over again to set up this department. And so I was the first legal advisor. Then I had to do board services as well to the board.
Yes, yes.
But the nice thing about my experience there is that when I got my job, I accepted the job offer. But at the same time, I got an opportunity where I was selected as a Mo Ibrahim Fellow, and the fellowship had me attached for a year in Geneva at the International Trade Center. So when I came to my boss, I said, I've accepted this job. I want it, but there's a challenge. I had applied for this fellowship, and I was not even aware that I would make it to the end. But now it has come, and what do I do now? Because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I think if I let it go, I might never get it again. I'll be the first and probably still the only Namibian who got it. But my boss was absolutely amazing. And, you know, he said to me, no, just come. You can start with this job. And then we see how to get through this. And so I started doing the work. And within 3 months, I now had to go to Geneva. And we had to do submissions to the board to explain. And I was really blessed because I could go and my job was still kept open for me to come after a year. So then after, I think maybe 4 years, I then, there was an opening, of course, for the position of CEO at WIPA. And I took the opportunity and applied for it. And I was fortunate I got it. And now I'm heading WIPA since 2019. And it's really it's an absolute honor to serve at WIPA, because every day you wake up, you have to think, how do I innovate to serve this nation better? We started with our review of the legislation. We also are in the process of procuring an automated e-service platform, so where you no longer have to come to the office, you do everything online. So there's a lot of work that we are doing. It's exciting, it's challenging, and every day you have to really stand strong and defend some of these changes that you are bringing about.
But Miss Kashiwonga, I think the main question here is, do you feel the butterflies while doing this job?
Absolutely. Every day.
Every day.
If I open my WhatsApp and my minister sends me a note to say, what is this? Then it's like, how can I sort this issue? Yes. And you get your team and say, we have this crisis. And you really have to get them to a position where they are on the same journey with you.
So in my research, a couple of weeks ago, I stumbled across one of your team members, Ms. Cicely Jacobs, and I asked her about you, because I've been reading about you, and I asked her, give me one word that would define your CEO, and she said, well, I think we can say that she's an internationalist. Because, my goodness, from World Bank to the U.S. to Geneva, I think it's incredible. I think your wealth of experience and just the stories that you are ready to tell on an ordinary day is just amazing. Now, Ms. Kashiwonga, as a professional and also as just a general figure of the community, what are some of the challenges that you face on a daily? And dare I add the element of being a female leader. Do you still face some of these, these backward trends of, you don't listen to women? What are some of these challenges? Talk to us.
Yeah. So I think as a person, you really have to find yourself and know who you are. Because you find yourself in environments where just the mere fact of that you are a woman or you are taller, you find that some males are intimidated by it, and you can feel it in their reaction when they engage you. But I think what you do is to put your story straight to them. You can't give so much attention to their biases and what they don't like. You have to get the message through, and you must stand strong in making your presence known. But what I really believe in is that you just have to go and give your best and do what you need to do, irrespective of the reactions of others. Other things is that, you have to be open to challenges. I always look for things where I would be challenged, and I've been fortunate that the experience that I've gained allows me to look at things holistically, really. So that for me is absolutely something that I have picked up in life. Yeah.
Now, Ms. Kashiwonga, in terms of, you mentioned that you're from Dolam. You know, small location. I'm sure when you were running around in the early years, you didn't even foresee this. I can almost tell you, the kids in Kwisepmund, the kids in Tsimplagte, the kids in the smallest locations around the country are probably sitting there and they're thinking to themselves, how do I get to her level? What is it that I need to do? What advice would you have for the boy and girl child that are sitting in these small locations around the country, that have probably have big dreams. I want to make it one day as well. Mm. Not to forget the Namibian young professional.
Yeah.
That's also stuck in the corporate world right now, possibly sitting in a position where they're not happy, but they want to do more.
Mm.
The mindset thereof. How do we go about this? We're speaking to you as someone that has traveled the world.
Yeah.
That is heading up in a very technical organization.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
So when I look at maybe the young child that is, say, in Katutura, in Dolam at this point in time. I mean, life is tough, especially now. We really have serious economic challenges. But I think deep down, if you want something, you must go for that thing. And you must always believe that somewhere there is light at the end of the tunnel. So I was always I was more like a boy, not a girl.
A boyish girl.
Yeah, a boyish girl. But the one thing is, everybody was my family. I never had this thing of, I only clicked to say my tribe. And you always have to be open-minded and embrace everybody. So don't close yourself down to staying just with your family, staying just with your tribe. This is Namibia, you know, all of us are actually one. For the young professional now, we as employers, we struggle because the way we look at them should be different. They come from a space that we have not been exposed to. When I was small, I went to bed hungry. I had a single mom who was pushing, and I really needed to make sure that I do not disappoint her. But some of them, like my son, he has never gone to bed hungry. Or my brother, they don't know what it means to go to school without shoes. Now, when they get into the work environment or the university, the question is, yes, how do you encourage them to give the best and to become the best version of themselves? Because they don't have the fallback that we have of saying, I don't want to suffer, I don't want to go. So you have to find something deeper. And I always tell my young people, I say, look, I don't know much. I am just here. When I speak, it's not that I'm always right. You've got to challenge me. You have to ask me the questions. You can't accept everything I say. And if you have a dream or something that you want to achieve, you've got to test it.
Mm.
Because the only thing that can happen is you fail, you try again. But you've got to keep on going. Because some of them are very entitled. Some of them are driven by money. They don't see the growth that you have to grow as a professional. It's about how much money can I make. It's okay. But both things have to run together. The money for me was always, even now, the money is a bonus if it's there. If it's not there, it's about what I learn out of it. Because I can always make money with what I've learned and the experience that I have. If you are a professional, you have to be willing and able to give everything. If you have to work until midnight tonight to finish a project,
give it
your best, because it speaks to who you are, and you improve and challenge yourself every time. So probably that's the only thing I can add for this.
Kashiwanga, I am emotional right now because everything you said, it sort of kind of speaks to my personal professional journey, and I appreciate it. So thank you. Thank you so much for inspiring us. Thank you so much for availing your time for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish you all the best with your work ahead with BIPA.
Yeah, no, for me, I also want to say thank you for the opportunity to share my story.
Yes.
I hope that it adds some sense of direction for others. And I'm always available if you talk about issues of mentorship or so. We are also being mentored, some of us, or trying to get the right mentor. So I also appreciate the platform, and I hope that going forward you'll be able to do the good work that you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, her name is Ms. Vivian Kashiwanga. She is the CEO of BIPA, the Business and Intellectual Property Authority. What a story. From the streets of Dolam to heading one of the most technical organizations in the country. Until the next one, we ask you to keep listening to Fresh FM. This was your Fresh Titan.
And that was today's Fresh Titan, only on The Avenue with NSK.